Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
To the NBA, Jenks, where we have several games on the slate. Are they going to be as exciting as Groundhog Day? I don't know, but let's start with the Lakers and the Pacers. We've got the Lakers laying 1.5. Total off the board right now. The big story in this one is LeBron chasing that scoring record from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and also the return of Tyrese Haliburton, which if you followed the Pacers for the entirety of the season, when they had Tyrese Haliburton, this was a pretty good squad, and he is a one-man wrecking crew when it comes to points, whatever, assists. He's a great guy to play in the prop market. So are you rolling with the Pacers here?
Well, can we go back to the groundhog? I just really enjoyed that.
That was
awesome.
Fun.
All right. I know, right? We got to do more of that. Yeah, I'm with you. Tyrese Haliburton makes all the difference for this Indiana club, and they've been so bad without him. 1-10 in their last 11. They need him in a big way. But you mentioned it early in the season when he was in that lineup. The Pacers were very, very good at covering the spread at home. They're still 16-10 against the number when playing in Indianapolis. So I think LeBron and AD – we're going to have some of those aching bones from a couple nights ago when they went to overtime at Madison Square Garden. I think it's a good time to take the Pacers on the money line at +105.
I'm not so sure, because if LeBron and AD play, which is always a question mark, they are already on the injury report. But if they play, this is a team that's been playing with some urgency. Like, LeBron knows he has the spotlight since he is chasing this scoring record. And I feel like he has come up big. Like, he is not just a name in the NBA. He's averaging over 30 points a game. So this Lakers team, when healthy, I think can definitely contend, and they're also getting points. So I don't ever love picking the Lakers because I don't ever feel like you're getting any type of value. But if any team's trending in the right direction, it's probably the Lakers. So keep your eye on the injury report. Obviously, I would not bet on this if LeBron and AD are not playing. But if they are, I think I'm taking a long, hard look at the Lakers. Is not something I have said in a while, but it's a team that's been covering as well. Let's go to Cleveland. We've got the Cavaliers facing the Grizzlies. Cavs -4.5. Not seeing a total just yet. Jenks, are you willing to bet on the Grizzlies again after losing your bet last night?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I am all over the Cavaliers tonight, and here's why. First of all, the Grizz burned me last night, so let's get that out of the way. I'm very upset with that. The Blazers were 0-8 against the number on the road, and that trend, of course, stops when they go to Memphis. But the Grizzlies are not playing good basketball right now. They're 4-5 without Steven Adams in the middle. Looks like he's not going to play again tonight. And Cavaliers, they're very good at preventing points in the paint. That's going to be even more so with Adams out. Also, the Cavaliers, best team in the NBA, as we know, at covering the spread at home, going 17-9-1. This number has already moved a couple points. Memphis is third worst in the league at covering on the road, 9-16-1. Back end of a back-to-back for the Grizz. I'm laying it with the Cavs.
Yeah, this line's moved a lot. 4.5 last night, now is already up to 6.5. And I think people are seeing the home road splits for both of these teams. Yeah. Because usually when a line moves, you try to play detective and say, why is this happening? And also the Grizzlies are playing on a back-to-back, which means there's a good chance that somebody's sitting or somebody's not giving it their full go the night after playing a back-to-back game. So I think I would roll with the Cavs here. Hopefully it's not too big of a point spread, but still, like you said, the Cavs have been excellent at covering the number when playing in Cleveland. Let's go to New York, where the Knicks and the Heat squaring off. The Heat -1.5, total 212.5. Jinx, immediately, oh God, the Heat are playing. I have to make a pick on this side. Because here's the thing about the Heat. You never know who's playing, but when they are playing, they are a good team and they should be favored. The Knicks are one of those teams that kind of fall apart in the last half of the games. They have been excellent against the number in the first half of games. The best team in the NBA, ATS, in the first half this season. But we saw it against the Lakers. They let that one slip through their fingers, even though, you know, the Lakers had LeBron James doing LeBron James things. But still, it's a Knicks team that's hard to trust. So is there an angle here you think people need to know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Well, I wish I could say that. I guess I would go with the Heat. I would just take the Heat on the money line at minus 125. They've been in better form lately. They've won 7 of their last 10, but you have to make sure Jimmy's playing. You have to make sure that Bam's playing instead of Udonis Haslam. The Knicks are one of the worst overall teams in the NBA when covering at home. We know that. Just 9-15-2 overall. That's fourth worst in the league. Again, I think it's going to be a tight game, but this total is really low. So maybe you look at, 212 on a hook. I keep going back and forth. And I'd go minus 125 Heat on the money line here just because they're playing better basketball and you can't trust the Knicks at home.
Yeah, when it comes to the total, these are definitely two teams that I would not be shocked if they both score under 100 points because that's just kind of the makeup of these teams. You're right about Miami, though. They have played better, winners of 4 of their last 5. And I'm looking at the injury report, and it just looks like Victor Oladipo is doubtful for this one. Duncan Robinson still out. But no Jimmy Butler on the injury report as of now. We know he is one of those guys notorious for popping up on the injury report an hour before tip-off. But still, I think I would roll with the Heat here just because when they are healthy, they are a good team, but not sure if I'm willing to risk my money on it. Let's go to the Hornets and the Bulls. Bulls laying 6.5 at home, total 236.5. Jinx, the Hornets have been covering numbers.
Yeah, and there was a time when you could just fade the Hornets outright, just night in and night out, and make yourself some money, but the market has caught up with that, and also LaMelo Ball is back, so that's helped tremendously. I was leaning Bulls here, but ultimately, I think I might just go with the Hornets just because they've sort of turned things around, at least as far as covering the number is concerned. 5-2 against the spread in their last 7 overall. The Hornets also beat the Bulls outright back on January 6th. So I don't know if I want to play this game, but I would lean Hornets and the old Honeybees.
The Honeybees, the dance team of the Charlotte Hornets, in case you were wondering at home. But yes, I think I would lean towards the Hornets here. We've already seen this number go down to 6 from 6.5 in some spots, because you're right, Charlotte has at least covered some numbers. The Bulls are a tough team to back sometimes because they have all the talent in the world and they can contend against some of the best teams in the NBA, but they also can lose to some of the worst teams in the NBA. Lost to the Pacers outright as favorites. That's a game Tyrese Haliburton did not play. Lost outright to the Hornets. And they lost to the Clippers, but they probably should have lost that game. They're a 3-point dog. So losers of 3 of their last 4. Does it ever scare you when a team is playing like the second time of a matchup where the last time, you know, the Hornets won that game pretty easily?
Yeah.
It's not even logical when you say, well, they're probably not going to do it again. Is there any merit to thinking like that?
I think there is. I think there is when they play like in back-to-back nights or for like the second time in 3 evenings. Like we saw this, I think, a few days ago in the NBA between, I believe it was the Timberwolves and the Kings, where the T-Wolves won the first game and then, you know, they were right back in the same spot. Both games were in Minnesota. You thought, okay, they just won this game. They're still at home. But then the Kings won the second game. So I feel like when you're playing close together like that and those games are within a few days of one another, maybe it's difficult to do that. But when it's spread out like that, like this game is, where you're talking about a few weeks, then I don't read into it as much.
Well, and also they're getting 6.5 points, which is yes. also a big difference maker. You don't need them to win. You just need them to keep it close. So don't love trusting the Hornets, but I think if I had a lean, it would be there. Next up on the schedule, let's go to Dallas hosting New Orleans. This game, was it the Mavs that had that game canceled last night?
That was the Pistons and the Wizards.
Ah, my bad.
But the Pistons were playing in Dallas, and they were trying to get out of Dallas and couldn't get out.
That's where, yeah, the confusion starts. So strike that from the record. Mavericks, Pelicans, Mavericks laying 4.5, total 222.5. Jinx, is there an angle that is actually true in this one, unlike the one that I tried to mention?
Of all the games on the board, I like this one the least. It's easy to say, fade the Pelicans, fade the Pelicans, fade the Pelicans, because they are completely lost without Zion. They've lost 9 straight games. However, Dallas is the worst team in the NBA at covering the number, 19-33-2 overall. I think I might look to the over here. Over is 16-11 for Dallas when playing at home this season. Also, I can see a shootout between Luke and CJ McCollum putting up enough points so that this will get to that 222.5. So I'm going to go over here.
Yeah. I think the problem with anytime you're playing the Mavs at home, those trends are just jumping off the page, because outright they're 18-9 at home, but against the spread, just 9-16-2 ATS when playing at home. So if we're talking about a spread that's more than one possession, I cannot in good faith play the Mavs, because they are one of those teams that it seems like they should cover these numbers. And they're a good team and they're winning a ton of games, but they're just not covering numbers. So I cannot in good faith play the Mavericks here.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.